Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to another episode of the Archerpreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about what it means for you to make creativity your career. I'm excited about today's episode, but before we get to that, I want to do something here that I usually do at the end of the podcast, and that's to say this. I would love to meet you on Instagram. My name on Instagram is at Cole, C-O-L-E, Neesmith, N-E-S-M-I-T-H. Let me know what you're working on. Show me your work. Reach out. Let me know the things that you're working through or walking through as an artist, some of the things that you're struggling with. Chances are, if you are, somebody else is too, and we can talk about that stuff here on the podcast. Another thing I would love for you to do is if you've gotten value out of the Archerpreneur Podcast, I'd love for you to share it. One of the best ways to do that is find the podcast, Archerpreneur Podcast, on Spotify. Find one of your episodes that you like and just share it on your Instagram story. And then that way other people will know about it. I've heard from so many of you and I always love it. So would love to hear from more of you. So let's get into today's episode. We're going to talk about the idea that creativity emerges at the intersection of curiosity, consistency, and courage. These are three things that I've walked through in my own creative process, and I found them to be really, really valuable. So I just wanted to take a few minutes to encourage you around these three ideas as well. Obviously, creativity being one of the core root values of an artist, somebody who can approach a situation and see it in a new way. That's what creativity is, our ability to see things unlike they've been seen before. And so we approach a situation, we approach a relationship, we approach a cultural idea, we approach a way to use a particular medium, and creativity is our ability to approach those things in new ways. That's why, for me, I think creativity emerges at the intersection of these three things, the first of which is curiosity. And it's this idea that we're always looking for inspiration everywhere we go. It's so easy for me, I know, to get into a habit of thinking, a habit of seeing things, a way of behaving in my life, a way of approaching people and ideas, and I can really quickly get locked into my own kind of traditional ways of thinking. Even if it's not traditional from a cultural standpoint, I find myself often locking my own mindsets into place and developing my own ways of thinking. And curiosity is to say, how can I think differently about this? How can I approach this situation or person or idea in a new way? And another thing that I do is I have my own sources of inspiration from time to time, and I discount everything else. I think another key tenet of curiosity is the reality that nothing is off limits, that everything literally can inspire me. One of the ways that we stop growing is when we think that we know it all. One of the ways that we stop being curious is thinking that someone or something has nothing to offer us. And one of the ways that we stay curious is by recognizing that we don't know it all, there are new things for us to discover, and that everything is an opportunity to learn and grow. One of the best ways to do this is to get outside your bubble. The Immerse Festival that I produce, the genesis of that was in 2009. My friend Jake and I went to Valencia, Spain, and we went to this festival there that happens every spring called Las Fallas. If you listen to the podcast for a while, you've heard me talk about it. They build hundreds of statues all over the city. The last day of the festival, they set them all on fire. And it's just this beautiful, like, celebration of creativity, and it's a coming together of people. A million people come to the city every year for it, and they just have this party around this really interesting activity. And that, for me, was really inspiring. And I sought it out. I went to Valencia. Jake and I had planned a trip to Spain already, and I knew that there were festivals all over Spain. And so I wanted to see what these festivals were all about. It just so happened that this festival was happening while we were there. And so we went out of our way to experience it. And I think that's a key principle here. We have to go out of our way to get out of our bubble, to continue to be inspired and to stay curious. Not only do we experience that festival, but there's this amazing former, like, river that goes around the city of Valencia. Well, that river no longer exists. They've diverted it in another direction. And they took all of that riverbed and made it into this like giant walk-around park all around the city with fountains and areas to hang and parks and museums. And it's just this beautiful thing. For me, that was another inspiring thing that I saw while I was there. And it kind of encouraged me like to see the value of gathering spaces and public spaces and what you could do to activate those and bring people together. And both of those things were huge inspirations for me as I went out of my way to experience them. And I think that's what curiosity is all about, our willingness to go out of our way to see things that we don't normally see or experience, and to approach those things with the expectation that they can inspire us in some way. And so I want you to stay curious, because creativity is essential to being a career artist. It's essential to, honestly, I think, being a great person. And so if we stay curious, it'll help us discover our creativity. The second piece of this is consistency. So curiosity, consistency. A daily practice is so important for us as creative people. If you're a writer, write every day. If you're a painter, paint every day. If you're a musician, play your instrument every day. Write songs every day. Daily consistency is so important in moving forward in our creative process. What happens when we're consistent? Well, we become good at our craft. And when we're good at our craft, it prepares us for when inspiration comes. Inspiration isn't always there. But consistency allows us the opportunity to be great at our craft so that when inspiration comes, we're not fumbling around trying to put our fingers in the right place on the guitar, or we're not fumbling around trying to figure out how to apply paint to the canvas. We already have those skills under our belt so that when inspiration comes, we truly can get right to the work that it is that we're setting out doing. Not only is it good, is consistency good to help us develop our craft, consistency is also really great because we're going to find more inspiration if we consistently sit and look for it, if we consistently sit and wait for it. I don't think inspiration is something that really forces itself upon us in the noise of our lives. Inspiration is something that we discover when we turn off the noise of our lives and dedicate our attention, our emotional energy, our physical energy, and our time to being open to inspiration for the sole purpose of creating. And so when we are consistent in seeking out opportunities to create, we'll find that that inspiration comes to us more readily. One of the practices that I've established recently in my own creative journey is songwriting for 30 minutes every day. Now, I've taken the last 3 weeks off of this because of Immerse Fest, but it's been something that's been really, really helpful for me. And I've written more songs this year after like 6 years of really not writing many songs at all. I've written more songs this year, not because I took like a day after day after day after day of 10-hour days sitting in a room, which if you have the opportunity to do that, that's fine. If you can handle doing that, that's fine. For me, that's not the way I operate. It's not best for me to spend 10 hours in a room by myself trying to make a thing. But I found such huge success just sitting for 30 minutes a day at the end of my workday, sitting at the piano, sitting with a guitar, and just writing. Writing about the things I had experienced that day, writing about the relationships that I've experienced that week, or things that have inspired me, things that I had seen. And that consistency began training my mind and my emotions to be ready to make something on a daily basis. And so inspiration has come more readily, and even the songs have come more readily. And I think one of the lessons that I've learned over the course of making anything is this idea that a good song comes on the heels of writing 100 bad songs. Because when we write 100 bad songs, we're learning so much. We're learning what it means to write. We're learning what it means to make melody. We're learning what it means to play our instrument. And the same is true in any art form. A really great short story comes on the back end of writing 100 bad short stories, because so much is worked out in that process of creating consistently. And then the last idea that we'll talk about today is courage. So creativity emerges at the intersection of curiosity, consistency, and courage. When we make something, it takes courage to let people see it. to give our work over to an audience for their feedback. One of the things that I've learned just in life in general is if you don't want to be criticized, the only option is to stay silent. But a career artist, or even somebody who is just trying to navigate the world around us, like, we have stuff to say. And saying stuff so that people can hear it takes courage. And if we're going to be career artists, it's going to involve building an audience and finding people who really resonate with the messages that we're putting out. And that takes courage. So I just want to encourage you today that if you are struggling with putting your work out, create more, create consistently, and as often as you create, put it out. Me, I have a fear around playing my songs for people, and I find myself like having this tendency to give all these caveats before I even play my music for them. And it's like, no, Cole, just like play your songs and let them be what they are, and those are going to connect with some people and they're not going to connect with other people, and that's totally fine. Like the event that we produce in downtown Orlando, Immerse, like I want everybody in the world to come to that. And I think that we're creating a really special thing that most people in the world would find really compelling and meaningful and beautiful. At the same time, I know there are people who just don't care about the things that we're doing. And I can take that personally, or I can just recognize that people are different. And everyone in the world may not ever want to come to the thing that we're making. Now, again, I think everybody should. But at the end of the day, like, that's just not reality. Like, everybody has different things that they're into, and that's okay. And not everybody's going to be into everything that you make, and that's okay. But don't make that decision for them. Be courageous and put your work out so they can see it, so they can hear it, so they can experience it, so they can read it. And you leave that decision up to them. They may not come back, but you're going to find people who do. And those are the people that you're really going after. So don't let the people who have something to criticize you about stop you from being courageous. Find the people who really resonate with your work and continue to make for them. Think about them when you're making, and then think about them when you're releasing, and stop listening to the negative voices that are preventing you from embracing the courage that's inside of you. So I really love these ideas, and I hope that today has been in some way meaningful for you. And of course, the end-all be-all of all of this is that you would implement some of this stuff. So I'd encourage you to allow your creativity to emerge today by exploring curiosity, consistency, and courage, and to really embrace those three ideas today. And at the end of all of this, I think you'll find this fourth C of community. Find people around you who are going to support you and who are going to care for you and are going to lift you up in the midst of the difficulty of making and releasing stuff. As always, it's a joy to spend time with you. So honored that you would give any time at all to me. And I'd love to meet you. So go find me on Instagram at Cole Neesmith. And then I would love for you to share this by just going into Spotify, opening it up, finding the podcast, and then sharing the podcast to your story. And of course, tag me in it because I want to see it. Appreciate you. See you next week.